Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you on this second Sunday of Easter, and we're glad that you're with us today, and we want to welcome all of you, and we also want to welcome those that might be listening online later in the week, and we're so glad that you can be a part of what we're doing and experiencing in our worship service today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about reassurance as an antidote to our fears. So as we begin the service, let us stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there for our call to worship this morning. We gather with joy, for Easter continues. We celebrate the risen one's presence among us. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The Spirit of risen Christ is alive and living among us.
Well, let's join together and sing this morning that well-known hymn, In the Garden, hymn 270, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning, singing all three verses. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of new life, We come to you rejoicing in the mystery of the risen Christ, present among us even when we least expect him. We marvel at your constant love, your victory over death, and the gift of your Holy Spirit in this time of worship. Grant us your peace through Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and you can turn to next, hymn number 284. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. We're going to sing all four verses of it. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going. I'm going to invite our kids if they would make their way down this morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? All right. All right. So do you remember last Sunday we were talking about Easter and the resurrection? And remember, some of you brought up like the eggs and bunnies and all of that. I saw a great video this week that comes from a Bible scholar, which means he's like kind of an expert, researches everything. And he talked about that a little bit, because we sometimes ask questions, and I think he got asked last Sunday by one of you guys asked me about the bunnies and the eggs. So I'm going to give them a little answer here real quick. Yes. So, okay, two things. The eggs, so the hiding of the eggs just became a tradition that eventually happened. But the eggs and eating breakfast became a tradition, because coming off of Lent, which was the time before Easter, Lent is that 40-day season, a lot of times people fast. And they may fast chocolate. Could you not eat chocolate for 40 days? Yeah, that would be hard for me. Yeah, it'd be hard for me. Or pop, or whatever it is. So when they would come up with a fast, they would, one of the things that would happen right away on Easter Sunday morning is that they would have breakfast together, like we do with our sunrise breakfast. And this goes back, pretty far back in history. And then the bunnies were a sign of life, because the adults all know what happens when you put a male bunny and a female bunny, and what can happen real fast. Lots of bunnies. And so it was a sign of new life and celebration. So that was very common. That happened way back in history. Now, this morning, I want to talk to you about something. So have you ever heard of the word peace? You know what that means? Can you tell me what peace is? Do any of you know what peace means? What do you think it means? Okay, maybe in some cases, yes. What do you think? If there's peace between you and me, or peace between nations, what do we usually think of?
Happy.
Yes, happy could be in there. There's good relationships, doesn't it? What are some other things? What's the opposite? What do we think of the opposite of peace? If you have peace, that means you're not what? Fighting? War?
Yeah.
So if we have peace, then that means we're not. So let me tell you a little bit about what happened. So last Sunday, we talked about Jesus rising from the dead and all of that and what happened. And when the people got there, the stone was rolled away from the tomb. That's a little bit of the picture right there. See the crack? It's like there's a bright light coming from the tomb. And that stone right there, that little round thing right there, it's cracking open because Jesus is risen. And we talked a little bit about that this week. But Jesus only met Mary Magdalene in the morning. But by evening, the disciples were all scared and hiding in a room with the door locked because they were afraid people were going to come and get them. Why do you think they would be afraid? Well, Jesus, you know what happened to Jesus, don't you? He was crucified. Yes. So they were scared. They were afraid. But guess who showed up? Jesus did. Jesus showed up with them, and guess what he said? Peace to you. Now, what did he mean? Well, he could have been just saying hello, or he could have just been saying, may God bless you. But I think he was saying something else to us. He wants us to be well and good. And do you think your mom and dad wants what's best for you? You think they want that? Hey guys, hold on there. Let's keep our hands to ourselves. It's like in school, you know, you're not supposed to be touching other people. Okay, so do you think your mom and dad want the best for you? How about your grandma or grandpa? You think they want the best for you? Well, that's kind of what it means when Jesus speaks peace to us. He wants the best for us because he loves us. And sometimes when we're scared, we have to remember that Jesus is with us and that he loves us and he wants the best for us. And when we know that, we can say, hey, I don't have to be afraid. Caroline, I don't have to be afraid because Jesus is with me. You know, so sometimes we can say that. Garrett, I don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with me. And that's what we got to remember. When peace to us because peace is ours because of Jesus. Because he's with us and God is with us. Whatever we're facing in life. Okay? All right. You can head on downstairs.
As they are making their way down, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And we want to give you a chance to have a moment to share some joys and concerns for prayer this morning. And we have several, although we're glad to see Brad back among the living with us today. But we can definitely continue praying for him as he kind of continues to get over everything. But what about you today? Do you have joys or concerns that you would like to share? Is she, how many days is she going to be?
5 days a week. They have to go to Huber Heights at 5:30 in the morning, and it's a 4-hour process.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
After that, she will do it at home for a while.
Is she on the transplant list?
Yes.
Okay.
Pray for her kidney.
Yes.
She's only 35.
Yeah, definitely want to do that. Definitely want to do that. So we want to remember Megan this morning, who's getting dialysis. Her kidneys have failed, and she's on the transplant list. And we definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning and pray for God to open that door. Somebody else, yes. Yeah, definitely want to pray for healing for her and for strength through all of that. You know, how much that wipes.
She has a very positive attitude.
That's half the battle right there, I know. Yes, that helps a lot. And definitely want to do that. You had sent a thing and I didn't. Was it Mr. Grumpy? Did I read that right?
Oh, yes.
Cancer, isn't it?
Terminal cancer, but we're not saying terminal cancer.
Yeah.
God's going to heal.
Well, we definitely want to keep him. You don't happen to know his first name, do you? She had written it down on the prayer list, Mr. Grumpy, and you know, so from Grumpy's, I don't know what it was, shop or whatever, sandwich shop. And so, yeah, we definitely want to keep him in our prayers tonight. Definitely needs it. So somebody else, I saw, yeah. Okay. We can definitely lift up this husband that has the brain tumor for sure this morning. And any others this morning? Yes.
Unspoken
this morning. Okay. And I think I saw, yeah.
Yes. It's been on my mind that with the eclipse coming this week, that maybe this is when God's going to come down to earth and take us all back to heaven.
Okay.
That's just been something that's I think about every day.
Yeah. And, yep, we have nobody knows. So that's what Scripture tells us. And I know that's in God's hands. I'm more concerned about praying for people to act right and drive right during all this because of the increase in traffic. I know the last time there was somewhat, I think it was a partial eclipse in Illinois. They said the main highways in Illinois where people had come in, the traffic was 3 to 4 hours backed up. So I wouldn't go on 75 or 70 tomorrow if I were you. And Jody said when she went down to run some errands yesterday in downtown Troy, she saw 5 out-of-state cars in downtown Troy. So now I know there's some out-of-state cars in Troy. They haven't gotten their license plate changed over, but yeah. Definitely want to pray for some common sense and other things with all of that that's going on. So, somebody else, yes.
My name is Gary Roberts. He is the president of the state and national Horseshoe Pitchers Association. He has incurable cancer. Mm-hmm. We went down to see him this week. It's a very sad circumstance. He's told people he may not see May's. Hmm. Him and his wife both really need prayers.
Okay, definitely want to lift up Jerry in our prayers this morning. Definitely needs a miracle like Mr. Grumpy does too. Yes, and I thought I saw another hand.
Yeah, our good friend and farmer Doug DeWeese has cancer of the throat. And the experimental treatments have not worked, and he's deciding whether he's going to continue treatment or not. He needs a miracle.
He does, and also we need to pray for some wisdom there, yeah, and guidance about what other direction that's going on, for sure, yes. Somebody else, yes.
2 unspoken.
Okay, mark those, and anybody else this morning? Anybody else? Quite a few. Appreciate your prayers for Jody's cousin, Marty, who has been diagnosed with... We knew that there was a cancer diagnosed, but we found out this week what it is. It's bladder cancer, and it's very serious because it's in the wall of the bladder, in the muscle of the bladder. When my brother had bladder cancer... The doctors, it was on the outside of and was not in the muscle of the bladder because it's more serious when it gets in there. So they're taking his bladder out. And yes, he's another one of those that really needs a miracle. And want to continue praying for continued healing for Brad and strength for him. We're so glad that he's back. I talked to Rodney this week. Susan finally got into rehab. And I cannot remember the rehab place because I was unfamiliar with it. It's probably somewhere over in Champaign County. But he was asking for her for strength as she's recovering from the COVID and what it did to her and something else she had. I can't remember what it all entailed there. Asking for prayers for Kay this morning. She was in the hospital this last week. Well, kind of the week before Christmas or Holy Week, and just lost all strength. And I saw her this past week she's at Kester. As far as cognitively, she was doing great. We were talking. She knew what was going on and everything. But she just says, I have no strength in my legs at all. And appreciate your prayers for Kay this morning. And for Susan, then anybody else, then before we go to prayer this morning, any other needs there? All right. Well, you got the different ones there, and maybe some of those name comes to you while she's playing and you're kind of praying. I just encourage you there to just voice those names up to the Lord or maybe other needs that you had that you maybe couldn't share, and I'll come and close this out. Thank you. Loving God, we thank you for your renewing presence, your life-giving presence, your resurrecting presence in our lives, among us, in our church, in all of your churches. And for the many ways you make yourself known to us. We thank you for your words of peace that you speak into our lives. We thank you for the ways in which you share your love with us. And we thank you for all creation as we're coming into this spring season and we begin to see the wonder of creation awakening afresh and anew in this spring. We thank you for worship that we can gather that inspires our faith and our understanding that we might walk in your ways. Lord, we pray for those today that may be feeling fearful or worried or overwhelmed. We pray for those today who are facing violence and unrest in countries around the world, Lord, and in our own area, Lord, in some of the major cities where it seems to be a common thing. Lord, we pray for those who, all of our leaders, Lord, today, from our national and state and local leaders, Lord, as they seek solutions to lead our different areas and aspects of our nation and face the challenges to our common life. God, may you give them wisdom and compassion. And we pray, Lord, for our congregation and for the churches in our communities and for Christians around the world, especially those that are facing persecution and danger. We pray for those, Lord, today who are ill and in pain and in grief, Lord. We pray for each one that has been mentioned specifically this morning, for Mr. Grumpy and for Doug, Lord, and for Megan, Lord, and this husband, Lord, that has with the brain tumor, and Corey today, and for Jerry today, and for Marty, Lord, God, and for Kay and Susan. Lord, we pray for them, and we pray for comfort and strength and for healing, God. Some of them needing miracles, Lord, without your touch. Some of them needing wisdom to make decisions about their health and with their doctors, Lord. God, we're thankful. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs today. Lord, the three of them that were mentioned, Lord, that you would meet those needs as only you can do with your grace and your mercy today. Lord, we pray through the eclipse tomorrow, Lord, that we can rejoice in this phenomenon and see what is happening. But we also pray for wisdom and guidance and patience and your hand to be extended in the midst of all of this that goes on. God, our Maker, we thank you for your presence today. We ask that you would guide the rest of our service and bless the time as we break the bread of your word. And may your word of peace be spoken to us this morning. Each one that's here today, may we receive of your peace afresh and anew today. And thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers. And use us in ways that we might respond to those around us with love and share and extend that love and peace to others that we've experienced through Jesus Christ our Lord, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to pray with us this morning. And now as we worship the Lord with our giving today, thank you so much for your continued faithfulness and blessing and sharing of what God has blessed us with. And we pray that God will continue to use us in our community, in our world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, thank you for the hope we can claim in your resurrecting power. Bless the gifts we bring so that they may spread that hope in the world you love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I just wanted to say I need to see Tom Kirk after the service this morning. So don't run out on me. I have something for you. I should have said something earlier, but I didn't. So, well, our scripture reading is coming from two places this morning. The John chapter 20 is our lectionary gospel reading for today. And the Judges passage is an addition that I added in to give us an Old Testament example of what I want to talk to you about this morning. And that is peace. So, Judges chapter 6, let me give you a little insight there, is Gideon, who is the judge or leader at this time of Israel, the tribals, the tribes, and they are facing a conflict or a crisis with the Midianites. So let's read there, Judges chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, and then verses 23 through 24. The Lord's messenger appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." But Gideon replied to him, "With all due respect, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his amazing works that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and allowed Midian to overpower us." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "You have strength, so go and rescue Israel from the power of Midian. Am I not personally sending you?" But again, Gideon said to him, "With all due respect, my Lord, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the youngest in my household." The Lord replied, "Because I'm with you, you'll defeat the Midianites as if they were just one person." And then John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23a. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Judean authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and sides. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, a church was having a baptismal service down by the river, and a drunk man happens to stumble across this baptismal service one Sunday afternoon. He proceeds to walk down into the water and stands next to the preacher. The minister turns to that old drunk and says, "Mister, are you ready to find Jesus?" Well, the drunk man looked at him and said, "Yes, preacher, I am." So the minister dunks the fellow under the water and pushes him, brings him right back up, and says, "Have you found Jesus?" "No, I haven't," said the drunk. Well, the preacher dunks him again and holds him down a little bit longer and then brings him back up, and he says, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" "No, I haven't, Reverend." The preacher is kind of disgusted and dunks him back down again and holds him for 30 seconds under the water, bringing him up, and says, kind of with a harsher tone, "My God, man, have you found Jesus yet?" And the old drunk wipes his eyes and says to the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" I want to talk to you this morning about peace. Peace to you. There are a lot of things in life that can steal our peace if we will let it. Sometimes those fears can be quite real in our lives and quite overwhelming. Well, at this point in the Easter story, in the fourth gospel, only, as I was sharing with the kids, only Mary Magdalene has seen the risen Lord. But by our reading this that we read today, by evening, Christ appeared to the disciples who were hiding behind those locked doors because they feared the Judean authorities. When Christ appears to them, he reassures them. And as I had up on the PowerPoint earlier, reassurance has a way of countering our fears. Think about that for a minute. That's what we do with our kids, don't we? When they're afraid. I can remember when I was little and kept having this reoccurring dream about a tornado coming to get me. My dad, my parents reassured me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And my dad prayed. In fact, when it happened and I kept telling him I kept having this dream, he said, "Let's pray." And he prayed with me and I never had that dream ever again. It's how we confront the unknowns that we face by helping us move from apathy to action. Because we all face those times in our lives. And reassurance is what we need. And I believe Christ is here today to reassure us, whatever we're going through and whatever we're facing, and has come to support us today. Specifically, as we saw in our reading, offsetting our fears with peace. Peace to you. Let's look at it here. Two things. Such peace, first of all, is personal. Personal. I want you to see that this morning. Peace, if you read that carefully and what we see in the story with Gideon, peace involves God's presence in our lives. I don't know if you caught what was going on there in our two readings today. During the Midianite crisis, God quiets Gideon's fears by uttering those famous words, "Fear not, I am with you." And if we would have read earlier in the chapter, we would have found out that it was with an angel that Gideon heard those words from God. "Fear not, I am with you." And then the angel spoke peace to Gideon. And not only that, but promised that he would not die in this crisis. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, there's times when we face crises and when we wonder if we're going to make it through, especially if it's some kind of medical crisis. Could you imagine having an angel show up in your hospital bedroom and says, "Fear not, God is with you. Do not be afraid. You're not going to die." Whew, I don't know about you, but that would be pretty exciting. In response, here's what Gideon did. He builds an altar and he worships God as Yahweh Shalom. God is peace. Think about that this morning. And then think about our reading from John. Here they are, afraid, behind closed doors, fearful for their lives. And Christ reassures the disciples not once, but twice. Peace to you. Peace to you. And then he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What is this? What's going on? What is happening in these two stories? What is this peace that they receive in the midst of all this? Here's what I want you to see. Peace concerns our welfare. Our welfare. And I'm not talking about what we think of in the United States as the welfare state. So don't get caught up in that. But one of the things that we find in life is we all face troubles, don't we? We all face difficulties. We all face things that we're just not sure how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to handle it, or whatever. And it could be a variety of things. Here's the thing about the story, if you read on, and all of them. Gideon still faced the Midianites. They didn't just magically disappear. And the disciples still had to deal with the Roman and Judean authorities. Read the book of Acts and you'll see all that about what goes on there. Yet, Jesus contrasted the peace he gives from the worlds. I'm going to say more about that in a minute. But here's what I want you to see for a minute. Here's how the Romans thought about peace in the first century. The Romans enforced their version of peace, Pax Romana, which is Latin. Through, how did they do that? They did it through conquest, surveillance, and oppression. That doesn't sound like peace, does it? That sounds like a dictatorship place, doesn't it? And that's how they did it. And by contrast, the peace Jesus gives involves our well-being, our wholeness, our harmony, that inner aspect of us that helps us to stand in situations of life that we're not sure how we're going to get through. It involves our security and even our prosperity. All those things that I just told you is wrapped up in that little Hebrew word, shalom. You go into the Middle East today, whether it's in Israel or in Arab countries, they will say some form of shalom when they greet you. I'll have more to say about that in a minute. And this whole thing of shalom and Jesus' peace, if when you read through the Gospels, it is associated with love and joy and long life and blessing. That is peace that is personal to us. Second thing I want you to see is peace is powerful. Peace is powerful. In fact, if you look at what we read this morning from John 20 and two other places, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, you will find that peace is the declaration of Jesus. Jesus just doesn't talk about peace. Jesus speaks peace into our lives. And I believe he still does that to us today and for us today. Here's what I want you to see. If you go back to John chapters 14 through 17, which scholars have called the John's farewell discourse. Jesus is preparing his followers for his upcoming death and leaving this world. And in the middle of that teaching series from chapters 14 all the way through to 17, Jesus twice speaks of his abiding presence or abiding peace. Here's the first one from John chapter 14, verse 27. Listen to these words carefully. Peace I give, or peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. That's his peace. That's not like the world's peace that the world can't give us. And he doesn't stop there. He says this, don't be afraid or troubled. Now, if you go back to the very first few verses of John chapter 14, it's those famous words we know of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. And if I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. A peace the world cannot give. And also we find that it's a peace that comes from abiding in him. John chapter 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you so that you will have peace in me. In the world, you will have distress, but be encouraged, for I have conquered the world or overcome the world. See what Jesus is trying to get us to see. It's his peace. It's the Father's peace that he gives to us. And what we need in our world, that wholeness, that well-being, that welfare, that harmony, all of those things that we need when facing life. And when we have that, listen to me, then peace enables us to overcome our fears in the power of the Holy Spirit. God told Gideon, I am with you. And he spoke peace. And Gideon took that, and he was able to face that Midianite crisis. Christ breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And each of them, both Gideon and the disciples, faced the distress, the troubles, the crises in their lives, and overcame their fears because of it. And guess what? I believe Christ's peace and presence through the Holy Spirit will help us to overcome in the same way. In fact, as we read there towards the end, Christ and God's peace is so powerful and so personal, we can pass it on to others. Peace to you is like saying, may God give you every good thing. That's what Jesus was speaking into their lives. And that's what he speaks into our lives today. Do you need peace? Do you need to receive of his peace today? What is troubling your heart? What is overwhelming you? Receive of his peace today. Because part of our commission as his followers is to share with others what we've received from him. To use that old adage, pay it forward. Peace to you. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a moment or so before we conclude by singing our chorus this morning. And take just a few seconds, a minute or so, and greet one another and share that peace and blessing. And then as we go forth, we'll do it this week. Join together and sing that chorus this morning. We'll sing it through twice this morning. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praise singing, hallelujahs ringing, hallelujah. before our benediction, I have two things I need to share. If there's any Easter flowers up here that you didn't get last week, you can take those home. And then don't forget about picking up a flyer for the chicken noodle dinner downstairs. Well, let's join together then for our benediction. Go in faith with the peace of the risen one within us. May God's love, Christ's peace, and the Spirit's power fill our hearts now and always. Amen. Amen.